you still working from home? What are you wearing? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show.
What are you wearing?
MyTalk 1071. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
No, I'm seriously asking this because I am honestly very curious about this. What are people wearing these days as maybe your workplace and your home are the same place? And actually, the same goes for your kids as they are students during distance learning. Are you encouraging them to get dressed? How's that going for you? 651-641-1071. Did I already say who we were?
Yeah, Colleen and Bradley. I went, hey. Oh, that's and then right. I was like the creepy voice because you asked us what we were wearing.
Okay, thank you. And the reason we're asking this question is because in Springfield, Illinois, the district there is not only regulating what people wear to their in-person learning, they are also regulating that people who are engaging in distance learning follow the same dress code rules.
I saw this headline, so tell me more, because I'm like, God, of all the things you're going to worry about right now, that's the thing.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So here's the deal. They already, District 186, which is the Springfield, Illinois district, has already in their student handbook banned pajamas for the children who are learning in the brick and mortar setting. But they have made an update to their handbook, and they are now including the same rules for those who are electing to take their classes online. And one of the reasons why is to stop students from rolling out of bed and just showing up in front of their computers.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
How are they going to enforce this?
This is a great question. I do not have...
Like, is there someone who's going to be, like, peeping, like, on children and their clothes? It's just so weird,
it is
guys.
Strange. And I... Listen, we are in a strange time. And so I don't know that this is anything more than an optics thing, right? To like maybe create some semblance of solidarity, or maybe it's a suggestion because we know that people pay more attention when they are dressed in normal clothing than pajamas. I don't know. I don't know why it is that they're doing this, but this is what the district has decided to do. Parents are the ones that are their remarks are what are being written up.
Mm.
For example, a parent named John Framel said, "We should just be happy that these kids are engaged. They're connecting with their teachers. They're learning. It shouldn't really matter what they're wearing or where they are." But still, the update in the children's handbook or the student's handbook says you got to get dressed. But that just led me to ask the question, like, what are people doing in their own homes with your own, you know, mm-hmm. we all have... Maybe I've relaxed a little bit around the office because we're not around a lot of people. So sure, I kind of come in looking a little less put together than usual. Sorry about it, guys. 651-641-1071. If you're working from home, what has that done to your attire? Do we have any callers, Halle?
Yeah, we have a few folks.
Who do we have first?
Let's go to Anne first.
Hi, Anne. Anne, are you working from home? And if so, what are you wearing?
Oh, hi, friends.
Hi.
I have been working from home with my 6 and 4-year-old
since March.
And it has basically been a free-for-all. Mm. And I made the huge mistake the other day of putting on a bra and a pair of jeans, which is very contrasting to my typical wardrobe of sweatpants, shorts, and a tank top.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the worst decision I've ever made in my life.
Why was it so bad? Just because it wasn't comfortable?
Yes, the underwire poking and the pants with a waistband. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Yeah,
I hope that this is a good part of 2020 that we can all decide to wear elastic waistbands going forward.
Anne, I'm with you. Like, thank you for your call.
Thanks,
by
Anne.
The way, I feel like, you know, as we reflect on the year that was, you know, COVID 2020, I want to just say, like, there were bright spots. And being comfortable was one of them. I will say, though, you do got to get that bra out and those jeans out every twice in a while just to make sure they still all snap the right way.
I will say I do, you know, I have to check in with myself and go, oh, That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So I think there's, you know, there is a reason to put on those pants every once in a while. I'm not putting on like suit pants anytime soon. That's like the one thing I'm grateful for. I don't mind jeans so much because thank God there's so much elastic in jeans now. Like if you've got jeans that don't have, you know, spandex in it, what are you doing with your life?
Nothing good. I can tell you that for free.
You know, that said, I did last week, the first day, I like got dressed, I, you know, did the thing with the thing, and then the next day was like sweatpants.
Yeah.
You know, like once you get comfortable, you're just going to do the comfortable thing.
There's no doubt
in my mind.
651-641-1071. Are you working from home still? What are you wearing? Who's on the line, Holly? Oh, she's on the line.
It's Sorry. Jack.
Okay. Hi, Jack. Jack, are you working from home, and what are you wearing?
Well, I'm an adult, so I take an online course, mm-hmm. and I went to Catholic school as a kid, so I'm of the mentality where I'm at the age where product loyalty means something to me. So I basically dress like a National Park Service ranger all the time because I love Eddie Bauer clothing. I wear the shorts and the green T-shirts, and it's just I feel comfortable wearing it.
Yeah, that's your uniform.
It's my uniform.
I love
exactly.
it.
Thank you.
I love it. Thanks for your call. So, and like I hear what Jack is saying too, where it's like, you know, I got a uniform.
I'm the same way. Like, you know, when I leave the house, I'm wearing jeans and probably a navy T-shirt. Every day.
I've noticed that.
I mean, that's all I wear. Because I don't care. Like, who cares? What are you going to do? Judge me for what I'm wearing?
Well, I'm certainly not. Have you seen me lately? I mean, real talk. It's like a miracle the days I put makeup on.
Yeah.
But honestly, I do feel like you do perform a little bit better in your life when you change your clothing from night to day.
Well, that's why I do make sure, like, I change out of my work clothes when I get home.
Right.
Even though it's like my uniform, I'm putting on my home uniform. I'm not going to walk around with jeans in my own home. You know, like, I do try to have that, like, difference at least, right? I still shave because it just feels I have to feel somehow. I'm like that though. I'm the person that wakes up and takes a shower even if I have nowhere to go, just because it makes me feel like I'm doing something.
It's a good way to start the day. Holly, do we have any other callers?
Yeah, we have Sarah. She's a teacher and wanted to weigh in on the school dress
code. Oh, okay. I want to hear your thoughts on this, Sarah. What are your thoughts on the school dress code?
Well, I am a teacher who works in an elementary school, and because of our spring distance learning that we did, I do have a different perspective on the pajamas. There were times when I would have to say to kids, you need to move your iPad in a different spot because they're wearing nightshirts, and they're just, you know, sort of exposing themselves in a way that they just don't really realize that age.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think it's just a little bit more protection for them. That they are closed and that they're ready to learn, and it just doesn't it doesn't open up teachers or anybody else to any questions then about what's going on.
Oh,
that's smart. That's smart.
Sarah, thank you for that perspective. I think that's useful. And I will just add, like, with my own children, with their distance learning, they were all really good about getting dressed in the morning. I was not always really good about being dressed by the time their classes started.
So you'd be in the background.
And
in your
I was
nightgown.
Like, oh, I got to remember. Like, I got to hop too. Like, I got to rearrange my own personal clock so that I am not walking around in my own nightgown, because suddenly you're like the background of things, whether you want to be or not. Right. Especially. Yeah. Anyway. So I don't know. I will also tell you final thought on this. Thank you, Jerry Springer. My husband has perfected the art of wearing business on the top and sweatshorts on the bottom.
Oh, interesting. So
for his Zoom calls.
For the Zoom call, he looks like he's all business.
Yeah, but he's,
Anchorman.
Exactly. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to get the Cobra Gang together. Brittany has made a post recently, and we got to talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. Well, we have a mystery to solve on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com, Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, and when we have a mystery to solve, we call ourselves the Cobra Gang.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double, we're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time.
talked about Brittany very much lately, right?
Not really.
I don't think we talked about her last week. But there was a post from a day ago when I checked in with her that I was like, oh. Mostly because someone I know and follow on Instagram pointed this out, and I didn't immediately think of this. So I thought we could discuss this as a family because I think there's something there. I digress. Let's go back to this post from a day ago on Instagram.com/Britney Spears. Follow her because in this moment, you are guaranteed some fascinating finds.
Yeah.
Right?
And you'll definitely need to fashion a tinfoil hat for yourself.
Yes. So join us in the deep in the shallow tinfoil hat conspiracy theory town, otherwise known as Team Cobra. And let's unsolve this mystery.
let's actually solve it.
Well, we're not doing it.
You're right. Yeah, good.
So she posted a very typical photo in for Britney Spears, which is just a selfie. Less eye makeup, because we know she discovered that less eye makeup is more. Mm. She calls it no makeup, but she still has
makeup
on. Mm-hmm. But it's less eye makeup. So it's just a selfie with a floral peasant top and a choker with a red flower, right?
Right.
Totally common, hair pulled back, bangs. Because she got bangs and she's very happy. She hasn't had bangs since she was a kid.
And she didn't think she had the right forehead for it.
God, we know a lot.
We really do
know way too much for our own good. And then the following, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's really long, but maybe I will. I don't know. Listen to this.
We'll find out.
Here's the caption. I watched the movie Big Eyes the other day by, of course, my favorite director in the whole world, Tim Burton. It's about a fragile yet adorable eccentric woman who has problems with men, yet she's an extraordinary artist who paints children with big eyes. She obviously paints them for the love of her daughter. The troubled man she's seeing loves the fame and handles it better, so he takes all her glory and says it's him doing all the work. And in the end, she gets fed up and reclaims her art, proving it's indeed her. It is her that is indeed the artist. She leaves him never to remarry and takes care of her daughter. It was very weird. The same day I watched this movie, I did a mini photo shoot, and look how freaking big my eyes were. I mean, my eyes have never been that big. It's actually kind of crazy, and they aren't retouched at all. Coincidence? Maybe. Now, listen carefully. Mm-hmm. If the power of what you see and hear can influence your life that much, I mean, literally stay away from bad people and raise your awareness with high-energy people. That's what I learned from this, and watch Big Eyes while you're at it. Okay. Now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so obvious.
It's so obvious. And a friend of a friend pointed out, and I don't have his quote now because it's buried, but originally because it's a friend that shows up right at the top and it made total sense at the time. He's like, he's telling you to stay away from the media, or she's telling you to stay away from the media. Meaning, one of the things she's trying to communicate, and I think if you specifically clue in or key in on the end where she says, stay away from bad people and raise your awareness and high energy people. That's what I learned from this. If the power of what you see and hear can influence your life that much. So stay away from the media. Mm-hmm. Yes, lesson. Totally here for it. However, even deeper. Shall we go?
Her own story.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
From the beginning, and I quote, yep. I'm just trying to remember where to start.
It's
about a fragile yet adorable eccentric woman.
Mm-hmm. Britney Spears.
Who has problems with men, yet she's an extraordinary artist who paints children with big eyes.
Children with big eyes, insert pop songs.
She obviously paints them for the love of her daughter, blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. She has a daughter. No, she doesn't.
She has sons.
Children. Mm-hmm. The troubled man she is seeing loves the fame.
Sam Asghari.
No.
Kevin Federline.
Yes, right? Because the troubled man she's seeing loves the fame and handles it better. So he takes all her glory.
That's true.
And says it's him doing all the work. Children.
That's true.
In the end, she gets fed up and reclaims her art by proving it's her that is indeed the artist. Mother. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how deep this goes. He goes, she leaves him never to remarry and takes care of her daughter. I mean, that's kind of her.
Minus the ending. I mean, the happy ending hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But she's totally speaking to us going, help, help.
I know. And if that's not what's happening, then somebody is pulling a fast one on us. Because that is about the most obvious thing I've ever seen.
And you can't get me to think that she literally just watched this movie and it just so happened that it was analogous to her own life and she was blissfully unaware.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're so, you know, like, there's no way this is just a coincidence.
And she posted this yesterday and she hasn't posted since.
Correct.
Which makes me wonder where she is. Somebody did, yeah.
What?
No, I'm just saying, like, did she post this? And they were like,
that's a little too close to the truth, Brittany.
Yeah, there's not like four following posts of all the same photo, probably a fashion show, beep, boop, bop. Just wait, there's going to be a bicycle ride in the park with Sam Asghari.
Like any minute now.
Yeah, because they need to throw you off the game.
It's like, so bizarre.
She is literally an adult female, 38, I don't ever remember, years old. She's in that period of her life. You cannot tell me she didn't write all them words not thinking of herself.
100% she did. 150%.
And what that means is, to be clear, the troubled man she's seeing. I mean, it's her, man. It's just her.
I know. It is so obvious.
If the power of what you see and hear can influence your life that much, I mean, literally stay away from bad people and raise your awareness with high energy people. She's saying, save me. I'm stuck with all these terrible people.
Yes, and you know this. Save me.
My eyes have never been that big. It's actually kind of crazy.
She can see clearly.
I can see clearly now. Mm. The rain.
We're here for you, Brittany. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots. We'll tell you about them when we come back on My Talk 107.1.
Talk 107.1.
Okay, Minnesota.
Oh, dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we call them crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida. And sometimes other places. There's a lot of different Universal Cities, so I don't know which Universal City this is. If it's Texas Universal City, if it's Universal City, California, but it's in Universal City that this occurred. What had happened was a guy by the name of Andre Madrigal, he's 29 years old. He was arrested on some minor warrants, and he was released from the custody of the Universal City Police on Saturday, July 25th.
Texas.
Thank you. But when he was released from that jail, he told one of the officers, this isn't over.
Oh, no.
Which that's
threats.
Yeah, that's not a good. That tells you something not good's going to happen next.
Not
right.
Gonna happen.
Not gonna that. So what had happened was that he decided 2 days later to break into the city hall. And I think what he was going for was to learn something or change something in the court's computer system. He was, by the way, successful at getting into the court's computer system.
Oh.
So this might be a multi-layered crazy stupid idiot.
Yes.
So first what he did is he broke in, he hid in the men's restroom, and then he crawled through the ceiling and made it into a closed courtroom. And while he was in that courtroom, he was able to access the court's computer system. Why?
Why?
Because the password was located under the keyboard.
Of course.
You guys, can we have a talk as a family?
Don't do that.
That is like leaving your key under your front doormat.
Shh. don't tell people.
Okay, everybody does that.
Don't.
Okay, don't do it,
though. I don't
do
that.
No.
No, you're not supposed to do that. That's the first place people are going to look, right?
In a lockbox like normal people.
Thank you. So anyway, yeah, then, so they were like, oh, man, he got in there. He got into the court and he got into the computer. We got to arrest him again. So they go to his house to arrest him.
Oh, no. He was hiding in a wall.
He Ghislaine Maxwell'd. He
trafficked?
No. No, only when they arrived to arrest him. He went
into the bathroom?
He was like hiding in the house, like trying to run away from them. Like, how big is this house?
If I hide, they won't find me.
Anyway, they finally did. They arrested him and he's been arrested.
What an idiot. Also, the people who had the keyboard.
Don't
password.
Do that. I mean, that's like double. That was like a little, that was a crazy, stupid, idiot Easter egg, if you will.
Yeah. Also, can we just get rid of passwords already?
Well,
just give me a retinal scanner, put a chip in me. I don't care. I just don't want to have to remember that.
Really?
I don't care.
I'm just kidding. I really don't.
After all we've been through, put a big thing on my forehead. I don't care. I just don't want to have to reset a gosh darn password ever again.
Don't even get me started.
My insurance company.
How am I supposed to keep track of all this junk?
My insurance company, every time I go on there and I type in the password after I've reset it and it goes, there's been a problem.
Preach.
You need to reset your password. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but I just did. And now I've got to change it again and I'm running out of passwords and I don't have any time to do it. Okay, can we go somewhere
else? Are you all right? Is everybody all right in here?
No, but I'm going to pretend like I'm
all right. Okay, good. What's next?
For the purposes of this segment, we are going to Florida!
Florida!
Okay, it's really not that exciting. But I want...
Bradley, yes it is. Okay?
True.
It's all we have.
Especially when I tell you we're going to Pinellas Park.
It's my favorite park.
I know, because you know there's going to be some junk involved. And... I'm going to tell
There's always junk in Pinellas Park.
You can park your Pinellas in this Florida county.
Wasn't that a movie starring Al Pacino in the early 70s?
Pinellas Park?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It also sounds like a Barry Manilow song or Donna Summer.
Pinellas Park. Or maybe a duet.
Did they ever do a duet? Okay. I'm telling you about 40-year-old Brian Duffy.
Mm.
Now, Brian Duffy is dumb.
Oh, okay.
Because he did something that earned him crazy status.
Cool.
So he goes to a 7-Eleven. Actually, I'm glad you said cool. So he goes to a 7-Eleven.
Which and we're going to be able to say very soon.
I can't. We weren't together when that happened, right?
No, we weren't. It's big, man.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited that we're going to have Slurpees in our lives.
Mm.
I mean, hopefully. I don't know how I feel about getting a Slurpee right now out of a shared...
No.
Thing, but this did happen last month. Oh wow! So Slurpee machines are open for business in Florida. Surprise!
Yep.
And this 40-year-old Brian Duffy did something with a Slurpee machine that earned him crazy, stupid, idiot status.
Oh, geez. Did he do the nasty with it?
I wish, because that would be a much funner story to tell.
About the. That did the dirty with the Slurpee.
Like, well, I also would like to determine.
Hey, baby. I get it. I get feeling those feelings for something.
Yeah. No, what he did do, though, was he got real angry and he took a full ass Slurpee container, like a cup, a full cup of Slurpee. And backhanded.
Thank you for clarifying.
And backhanded a female employee with his Slurpee.
No!
The Slurpee in question itself actually flew onto the victim's person.
Oh, no.
Which is just a delightful phrase. The victim's person.
Mm.
So there you have this this worker at the 7-Eleven just covered in Slurpee. And thankfully, Mr. Duffy did leave the 7-Eleven before police responded. But when they did respond, the defendant was able to point him out to law enforcement, which makes me wonder, was he just like loitering across the street? Anyway, he had apparently gotten all up in arms about it because he thought he was being charged too much
for the Slurpee.
Like it was too expensive. Like, I don't know, what do you pay by the pound or something?
I haven't had a Slurpee since like the 80s.
You pay by the cup.
Yeah, so he apparently felt like he shouldn't have had to pay that amount, mm-mm, which is just really, I mean, okay, fine, but like, don't backhand an employee with a Slurpee.
I'm also pretty sure it's listed.
Well, you'd think.
Yeah, so it's not like a surprise.
But maybe there was a price increase. I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know.
All I know is I really want a Slurpee in my life.
I feel you. Oh. And you wouldn't waste it like that.
No.
You wouldn't harm somebody with a Slurpee.
No, plus Slurpee is like, you know, that's on a timer. You got to get busy with that thing before it goes south.
Yeah, you got to suck that thing down AS to the AP.
Yeah, because you don't want no like warm Slurpee.
That's just liquid.
Blech. Mm-mm.
For our next story, we are going to Reddit. I don't quite know exactly where this took place, but what I do know is it's a story that was shared on the Reddit platform about a groom-to-be and his future wife's cousin. Here's what had happened. This is the story. The groom-to-be says, my fiancé Nicole and I had chosen our wedding date, booked the venue, and notified the immediate members of the family of the date and the pending save the date mailings. Nicole's cousin, so his fiance's cousin, Amber, found out that we had announced the date and called Nicole upset that we had booked a wedding on her wedding date. We were confused. Blah, blah, blah. Long story short, turns out Amber booked her wedding for the same day and tried to jump on their reception so she wouldn't have to pay for a reception. Hey, let's just keep our weddings on the same date and then we can just share a reception.
No!
What? That's not how that works.
No!
Double reception?
Mm-hmm.
Loser?
And then they don't have to pay.
No.
Oh, you've already paid for your reception. Why don't we just celebrate us too? Don't you know those
people?
Hey,
do you guys mind if we just like...
We'll just hop out. I mean, it's not... Yeah, it won't be a big deal.
We'll get the snacks.
Because we're all getting married anyway.
We'll bring some Cheetos.
Yeah. Oh, and some pretzels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that was just sort of like a pretty vague, crazy, stupid idiot, but also manners. And I just don't want anybody else to do something dumb like that. And just in general, even if it's not a wedding, don't try to hop on somebody else's celebration.
So if you go, hey, I have a great idea... The chances that it's a great idea, if it's not already been done, are very slim to none when it comes to, like, your wedding.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
I am a wedding planner, so I have
you
all
know
of the
things.
Experience. But I will tell you that whenever somebody goes, oh, we're doing something totally different, that's when you usually want to hold your breath.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's probably going to be a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to be asked to do something you're not comfortable doing.
Mm-mm. And you, oh, I can't even. I can't talk about that.
I mean, I love talking about that. Mm. And you better give me some cake.
I mean,
especially
let's
in 2020.
Be
if you invite me to a wedding in 2020 and there ain't cake.
Oh.
Also,
honey,
why are you inviting me
to
a wedding in 2020?
No, 2021, I mean,
just
though.
Just send a piece of cake to my house.
I mean, that works. If you did a Zoom wedding, that would be the way to do it. Just like send everybody a piece of cake. I think so.
Or here's what you do. You find a spot in a park and you have a big sheet cake and you individually wrap the pieces of cake and then the wedding guests can just drive up
and pick
you
up
give
the cake.
Yeah,
pick
I like
up the
that.
Cake
I like that.
And you can wave and everyone's
drive through wedding.
Yeah,
I like
you
gotta that.
Drop off a present.
Oh my god,
you know,
a drive
that's why
wedding.
They're doing that.
Can
that's
we,
why they're doing
can
it.
Can we just pledge to do that like ad infinitum
there
like
are,
from this point forward?
There are things that I hope will become a holdover from our COVID times.
Yes.
And I can see how you could build a case for that.
I mean, I literally, can you imagine? Yeah, we're going to go to Barb's wedding tomorrow.
We'll be done in 15 minutes.
Literally
it's just a
15
quick
minutes.
Through.
I'm just going to drive through and get a piece of cake and
yeah.
my gift. Peace out.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, it will be time to play a little game. That game is called the Throwback Live. We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.